Hello.
Oh, hi, Gene. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up regarding the account. It looks like we're still having trouble processing this month's payment.
Yeah, so I'm going to be canceling. I wanted to speak to somebody about, I guess I got to pay $100 or something, $99 for the EPP or something like that.
To transfer the domain?
Yeah, because I'm having a friend of mine is going to be doing my website.
Okay.
Or redoing my website or whatever. So, yeah.
Sure. So what I can do is I'll change the past due balance from the $129, which is the monthly subscription, and
mm-hmm.
I'll just do the website domain, which is the $99, and then
mm-hmm.
we'll get that transferred over to you, and then I'll cancel the account because you said your friend's going to be the one that's rebuilding the site, right?
Yeah. And then so as far as the phone number, is there a monthly payment you could do for just using the phone number?
Yeah, if you want to keep the call tracking number, we can do that for $15 a month.
Okay, I think I want to do that for right now during the transition or whatever.
Okay.
If we could keep that part, I'd like to do that for now. And then I'll do the 99, I guess. So I could do that today or whatever, whenever. Which card are you processing, you know?
Okay. So if I cancel the other portion of the program, it would be $114 today for the buyout for the domain and the month of call tracking. And then
okay.
Moving forward, it'll just be $15 a month. So,
okay.
What was your question again?
Oh, can I give you a card?
Oh, yeah, you were asking me about which card we have. We have a Visa ending in 1360. Is that a different card that you want to put on file?
Yeah, I'll put a different one.
Okay, is the new card still tied into the same billing address on Old San Gabriel Canyon Road?
You know, actually, what I'll do is I'll transfer the money into the existing one. Might be easier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that might be easier. Oh, actually, this existing one says that we have an error on the card, and it's a CVV error. So what it means card might have
an
expiration. That's what it is. Okay, so it probably still ends in 1360, but if it's a different expiration or code on the back, let me know. We have 7 of 26 for the expiration.
Yeah,
what do you have?
Different. Hold on.
No wonder. Okay. That's what it was. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that I'd have to update as far as that goes. Okay.
I know. Every vendor is different because I have an old card that's not expired yet, but the bank sent me a new one, and my husband still uses the old one, and it's still valid everywhere he goes. But then with our system, it doesn't take it if it has a new expiration. It's so funny.
Okay, so the new CVV is 969.
Okay, 969, got it.
And the expiration is 0330.
Okay. So I'll store that, and then let me know if you need a little bit of time to transfer the funds. I don't want to try to get it right away.
Maybe like 10 or 15 minutes should be fine.
You got it. Okay. And then they'll email you that code to transfer the domain. I'm going to send that over to the department in 10 or 15 minutes once this processes. And then starting your billing cycles on the 8th. So starting on the 8th, you'll just be paying for the call tracking number. Okay.
All right. Is there any way after next month to change the billing date? Everything I have hits on the 8th.
Oh, okay. What?
No, never mind. Oh, don't worry about it.
What day would be easier?
It's fine.
It is? Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't mind pushing it out for you or something, but if you think the 8th will work, then we'll just go with that. So I'll process this in 15 minutes, and then you'll get the code in your email, and then you're good to go, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good rest of your evening, too.
Too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.